Do you know if you're going to heaven? Do you? Or do you hope that you're going to heaven? There are many Christians out there who do absolutely know without a doubt that they are going to heaven. But there are some people that really can only just hope. Tonight we need to evaluate ourselves to see if we can know or if we only hope that we're going to heaven. The definition of the word know is to perceive as fact or truth, to believe to be true, to be certain of, that kind of thing. Most Christians know they have a spot in heaven and will be saved. They also know what they are knowing. Paul says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." Paul is saying, I know whom I have believed, and we should too. A big reason people can know that they are saved is because they have followed the steps of salvation. As most of you know, the steps are believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and then you live faithfully unto death. People who have done the first four are good so far, and if you're living faithfully, then you're good. Nothing to worry about, right? That is why they know. They're doing everything that they're supposed to. They don't have to constantly worry about whether or not their salvation is for sure. But then there are the people that can only hope that they're going to heaven. If we go back to the dictionary, it says, hope is a favorable and confident expectation. These people may not have followed the steps to salvation correctly. Maybe they're not living faithfully. Whatever the cause may be, they are not sure they're going to heaven. They want to, though, with a passion. And since they don't have it for sure, they constantly worry about whether or not it's good enough, if their actions are good enough, if they're even good enough. They try to do good deeds as much as possible, hoping that they can make it to heaven, but they're always afraid it's not good enough. So how can they know? How can we know? Well, go back to the steps of salvation. Look at each one, and if you believe, check it off. If you repented, check it off. Go through checking the ones you've done, and if there's one you can't check off, then you know what to fix. And if you're living faithfully, then you're good. Nothing to worry about. If in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8 says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also who have loved his appearing." If you've done everything you're supposed to do, then you can say that too. But if you haven't done what you're supposed to, if you haven't followed the steps of salvation, then you can just a little bit when we have the invitation song. And to go back over them, you must believe, Acts 16:31. You must repent of your sins, Acts 3:19. You must confess, Romans 10:9. And be baptized, Mark 16:16. And until death, Romans 2:10 says that you should live faithfully. If you do these things, then you don't have to hope. You can know that you're going to heaven.